What words of wisdom did he give you today, DT?
Too much. He's been giving me wisdom since I got in Denver. It's basically, you know, it's being a leader, being a better leader. You know, they didn't keep me here just because I'm a good ball player, but, you know, being a leader, telling the younger guys what they need to do to be better and to help this team out. So, you know, that was basically it.
With money comes responsibilities, but you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know, they didn't just buy his talent. They bought his leadership abilities because he's an on-the-field coach for his group, and he's got to make those guys be better by his example. And so I really liked that at the end of practice or the middle of practice when he was tired and he was sore, I said, dude, you got to step it up now and let them guys. And you know what? The whole practice from that point on, when he started making a play, it picked up for the offense, and they started making some plays, and it was a different guy. It wasn't just the starters. It was a different guy. The backup guy started making plays, but that's him. That's a part of his role as a leader of this football team.
DT, does it mean a lot when a guy like Rod comes and gives you advice and gives you direction?
Very. It means a lot. Very a lot. I still remember day one when I was out here with Rod on the field. He came to me I told him, you know, a lot of people don't think I can run routes. And, you know, he helped me out, did a couple things. And ever since then, it's been downhill. And every time I see him, you know, I got to ask him one question, you know, to help my game out. But it's very important because now the younger guys are doing the same thing I did when I was younger.